When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
And the kick's away. And the kick is wide left. That came off his foot going wide left.
Let's forget about the game and talk about the real story yesterday.
That I finally blocked you, and it was so liberating.
Major Tutty. Was it the hat over the heart? Is that when you wanted to block me? Is that why would Tutty put his little Major Tutty hat, his little commander, the infantry hat or whatever he's got there? His little battle cap. He put it over his heart, stood at attention for the anthem. Because we know from last week, you told us, you don't take the cap off. You don't do hand
no,
over the heart.
I didn't no, say I didn't take the cap off.
No, cap over the heart is what it is. You'll take the cap
no,
off.
No, hand over heart, stray hand. I said Michael Strahan shouldn't have had to apologize. Get it right.
Well, Major Tutty got it right, and we'll talk about him more in just
Bob
a second.
BC.
We'll talk about him more in just a second. But before we do that, I got to remind you guys that this segment is presented by A1 Air, and we need to run through some more star ups, star downs. If you want to give them on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Star up a guy who maybe we'll have some post-hut clarity about this tomorrow. I thought TJ Bass played really well at left guard. Like held his own in pass protection, opened up some lanes in the run game. Like, he looked really stable. And that was a exceedingly late scratch with Tyler Smith. That was not one that I think that there was a lot of anticipation that he wasn't going to be able to play. So the fact that Bass gets in there, plays well. The Cowboys have always felt like he plays better on the right side than the left. And so to step in, have to play left guard, I think he played really well. I don't know how it came across on TV, yeah, how the pass protection came across in general with the line, if you guys felt like they were competent or if it was
decent. There was mistakes, obviously. There were snap mistakes. There was penalties. But just if you were just break it down, just a pure protection, I didn't think it was the worst I'd seen from this team all year.
And I think a lot of that was scheme. Like, it was schemed up to try and protect the quarterback a little bit, get the ball out quick, do some different things. But in general, I thought that the offensive line as a group played better. Now, I'm going to give a star down. A lot of people were trying to talk about, this is what we need. We need this. And I like the guy, and I like him as a player. Like, Brock Hoffman needs to stop trying to get into a fight every other play. Like, to the point where he's lucky he didn't draw 10 flags yesterday. It was every single time there was some sort of pushing and shoving. And I know they said Frankie Louvu threw a punch. I'm betting there was probably some buildup to that punch. It wasn't just Frankie Louvu go like, hey, Brock Hoffman, come here. I want to punch you in the face. It was Brock Hoffman he's the enforcer. He's the guy who comes in and he immediately wants to make his presence felt. You like some of that? Mike McCarthy at one point, I think it was after the Louvu punch, you could see McCarthy getting kind of irritated, like, because Brock Hoffman had stayed on the field to argue with Commanders players and they're trying to get the punt team on there. And they're like, dude, you need to get off the field. Like, let's get the game going here. But Hoffman plays with some toughness, plays with some nastiness. It's a little too aggressive at times. And I don't know if it came across that way on TV, but it felt like every other snap he was getting into a fight.
No, I couldn't tell on television.
He was getting into an argument or something was wrong there. Start out for Ezekiel Elliott. Boy.
I mean, I don't even remember him playing.
You don't remember the fumble?
I do.
He fumbled the ball. He barely touched it. In fact, I got to look up how many snaps he played in this one. But I remember when he popped in the game, it was like, oh, yeah, I forgot Ezekiel Elliott plays for this team.
Yeah.
Which is star up to Mike McCarthy. Rico Dowdle is the running back now. And we've kind of forgotten about where Ezekiel Elliott is. Now, I'm curious, how did you guys feel overall about how Dowdle played?
I gave him a star up.
Because he's somebody who, I thought it was steady.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anything that was just...
No, I gave him a stop. I thought he was good. I
blow
thought
it
was
you
a
out
highlight.
Of the water.
I thought it was a highlight and positivity.
13 snaps for Ezekiel Elliott, 40 for Rico Dowdle. Is that where we want it generally?
How about 50 and 3?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, honestly...
Is Dalvin done? Is Dalvin gone? Where is he?
He's on the practice squad. I mean, somebody can poach him if they want. Nobody seems to want to, but that's where he's at now.
Look, you want a small microcosm of this Cowboys season, the way everything went, just for the organization. You get rid of Zeke finally, which you were too late on, and then you bring him back. You bring him back
mm-hmm.
after you had already finally
it was dumb.
Admitted, I mean, that someone on ESPN the other day, I think it was Shannon Sharp. He's like, it's going to take me a long time to understand that one. It's going to take me a really long time to have that make sense with what they did. And he's right.
Yeah. Now,
foolish.
Stubborn. That's exactly what it was. It was just stubbornness. And it was, we asked Jerry about that. What was that 3 weeks ago where we asked him, like, do you feel like you're almost romanticizing who Zeke used to be and applying it to today? And he was like, no, absolutely not.
It's like bringing back Rugi to start him at second.
Do it.
We gave him the contract.
Yeah.
It was a mistake. He didn't live up to it. Banished on over to the American League East. And then let's bring him back and start him.
But now it's a good deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But now it's value.
But no, see, that's the problem is that I don't have a problem if you want Ezekiel Elliott on this team for $2 million. It doesn't matter. Like, that's not going to kill you or cripple you or anything else. The problem is, if you were going to bring him back in a year on this rate anyway, you should have tried to negotiate a pay cut. And I can't imagine they didn't think it was possible they would ever have a reunion with the guy.
I have a problem when that his amount of touches should be going to someone who's just better, younger, and fresher. So it's not just the money for me. It's like 10 touches a game? In no offensive meeting room or game plan should that ever be brought up or thought about.
Yeah.
10 touches a game for Zeke at this point. It's malpractice.
Which the touches the last 2 weeks have been his season low. 4 against Houston, 3 against Washington. Yeah. So, I mean, look,
the amount of plays is obviously different than the amount of touch. As long as he's not grossly taking away, not even grossly, remotely taking away from Rico. And 3 carries is not really taken away.
No, I mean, that's a series or two off, which is what a lot of running backs need. Like, running backs generally are not going to go out there and play 100% of the snaps. And so I'm fine with him playing that role. And look, they wanted him here in part, which is funny now because given some of the reports we've heard, they wanted him here for practice habits and to bring juice back and to teach guys how to practice the right way and how to prepare the right way. And then we get the reports that he's showing up late for meetings and he's having these issues. And so it's like one of the big reasons they brought him here,
leadership. The
intangibles aren't even there this year. And so I think you're starting to see it's there. Now he was in a good mood last night in the locker room. Jovial doesn't seem like it's beating him down not to get opportunities the way he was earlier in the season, feeling a little bit surly.
Should be happy he's still employed.
I've got his replacement though.
Genty?
No.
No?
Better. It's one Major Tutty. This is the thing that I was most excited about, Sean. And I know you were most excited about. I was there, set up with the camera. We were talking all morning. We were like, where's Tutty?
I don't even understand. This is such an annoying storyline. Honest to God, I don't even know where this is coming from, the origin of this. I don't even know the background of your connection or love with him. I don't get it.
He's an awesome mascot.
So you just love him as a mascot. That's where you first took to him.
He's entertaining. And
he really is a good mascot.
And you pushed back against how entertaining he was. This is where it started, was his debut, the first game he ever had against the Cowboys, where I think honestly, like, that was a big reason why the Cowboys got dog walked that day, 26-6, Dak's worst game of his career. I was tweeting about it, and I was talking about what a great mascot. Look at the energy this guy brings. Whoever's in that little pig suit is doing a great job there. And it was something where you were pushing back against it and fighting with me on Twitter over it. And so I just wanted to, I don't like when people are wrong about things. And so I want to try and convince you and help you to see the light of how great he is.
The sad thing is,
do you think Bobby looks like Tutty a little bit?
I think he kind of does.
Pat Doney was recording me in the press box. I had my head turned, and he goes, "Hey, Tutty!" So, like, then I turned over, and he was like filming me. And
Major Bobby,
because I think you can make a case that Major Tutty really is the best thing to come out of the Dan Snyder era.
Oh, for sure.
Who else do we say that Bobby looks like? Was it Jordan Montgomery or no? Someone else?
No, people kept saying J.D. Vance, and then there was like a pitcher for the Brewers.
Okay, the pitcher on the Brewers.
The Brewers pitcher, yeah that's
which wasn't even there. Now this...
Oh, that was there. That was dead on.
I couldn't have picked a better game to go to because they had at halftime Major Tutty's Mascot Mayhem, which I didn't even know what the hell this thing was. But it was fantastic. It was... Major Tutty. It was whoever the Oriole mascot is. They had the Wizards mascot. Then they brought in people like the Braves mascot was out there. And they were playing a...
RJ's kids' youth little league team.
They were playing a tackle football game at halftime against children who were in pads and helmets. And so it was like, you know, they're all running wing tee or whatever they're doing out there.
Wishbone, baby.
And
hogs.
My gosh. Whoever is in that...
Joe Jacoby out there.
Whoever is in that suit... has no regard for the life of children. Just, I'm talking about it. He gets a carry. He's running the quarterback option. Tutty goes around the side. There's this little 60-pound child running at him to try and make a tackle, grab onto. Tutty takes his hand, puts it in his helmet, and shoves him to the ground.
Man, you got
to
teach him young.
This kid laid motionless on the turf like Austin Eckler. He did not move a bit. And then you get the next round. They throw an interception on the next play. So Tutty's like, okay, I'm going to go over there and make a play. Again, somebody's trying to block him up. Tutty, one hand, shoved to the face, pushes this kid into the ground. And then the kid goes out of bounds, the one who's running back, and he shoves that kid into the kicking net. Like, and these kids are genuinely thrown off by, like, what the hell is this little pig doing?
But all jokes aside, you thought it was kind of like, this is too much. This is harsh. How are they getting away with this?
It seemed a little like, I don't think the kids were prepared for how physical Tutty and Tutty alone was going to be. None of the others were. He was going ham, Sean. You like that?
What's the patch on a major? Is that three down? He was just trying to knock three kids down.
I didn't know that's what it was, yeah, but that makes sense.
How down. Many people on your... account care follow along?
No one cares about Tutty themselves. There's a strong faction of people that love following along with Tutty updates because they know you hate it.
Okay.
And so that exists. Now, I will say, did you not see me pan around the press box how locked in everybody was on the Major Tutty?
I didn't look because I blocked you. Did you see? Could you tell that I blocked you? Or just when I sent it to the group message?
Only when you sent it to the group message.
So you didn't try to tweet me and got the message that you're blocked?
No, because I can tag you. Like it's just you won't see it.
Okay.
But you know what that does? I think you had reached the point I've unfollowed enough people over time that I think you were the original follow I have on Twitter. You were. But you blocked me, so that reset my follower list. So now you're one of my most recent follows.
Ah.
So now that's what you weren't considering, what you weren't thinking about. How long was I left blocked for? Was it just for the screenshot?
Yeah.
But did it feel satisfying for a second?
Yes.
That block button, I know everybody says the mute button is the way to go. There is something satisfying about just letting somebody know you're blocked.
And my wife told me, you know, you got to send that one message, that final message, and then hit the block.
Oh, she would love to block me, I'm sure.
No, she's coming.
Has she come around?
Well, let me think. Her lunch with Kristen, I don't know. We might have gone backwards. 877-881.
I did something.
877-881. I don't think Amanda said four words during that lunch. Below the belt on the home of America's team. We need some final Cowboy calls. Are you happy or ticked over the win? And your final star up, star downs to talk about the win in D.C., Maryland, DMV, wherever the hell they call it. That's next. Final hour, Cowboys Monday here on The Fan.